Hello, you're listening to Speaking of History, the podcast with a focus on education, technology, and history.
The luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I have a dream today.
This would have fighting power.
Hello, welcome to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri, and you're listening to podcast episode number 171, being recorded on January 22nd, 2009. Well, as we gather a little bit closer to the birthday of Abraham Lincoln, the 200-year celebration, I'm detailing several different things you can do to celebrate Lincoln's birthday or bring some resources into your classroom, and I've talked about two already. I talked last week about some different things you can get from the Smithsonian online, and one of those is an upcoming free webinar that's going to take place on February 4th and 5th of 2009. And then I've also talked about a book that I would highly recommend for everybody that's studying Lincoln or anybody that's a librarian out there, and that is a book from C-SPAN, and it is a book that has the essays of 60 different historians talking about different aspects of Lincoln's life. So the third resource that I'd like to talk about today is two different books, and they're both about editorial cartoons of Lincoln. And there's two different resources. One of them is a book I picked up about 4 years ago, and it's called The Lines Are Drawn, Political Cartoons of the Civil War, and it's edited by Kristen Smith. And then the second one is a book that I picked up two summers ago from the Lincoln Museum and Library in Springfield, Illinois. And it's just simply entitled The Political Cartoons of the Whispering Gallery. And I think that this is important because as students today look at Lincoln, they typically see Lincoln through the eyes of somebody that is a revered figure, somebody that's obviously one of the most important figures of American history. And we tend to forget that during Lincoln's actual life, many people had problems with Lincoln's political views. There was a lot of hatred and a lot of bitterness in different parts of the country towards Lincoln. And our students don't really get that in 2009 when they read about many of the things in their textbooks. So these are two really good books. Both of them have a wide range of editorial cartoons about Lincoln. And one thing that's common between both of them is they both have the editorial cartoon, and then they have the place that it appeared. So if it's like Harper's Weekly or some of the other major magazines of that time period, but then it also includes a short description describing the editorial cartoon. So not only do you have the cartoon, you also have a description of it to explain the situation, you know, what the politics behind it was, if there was a particular event. I know there's several editorial cartoons talking about when Lincoln came into Washington, D.C., and this is one that's actually very timely because Obama, when he came into Washington just last week before the inauguration, he basically retraced the steps of Lincoln. And when Lincoln came in, there was a lot of information that led to a possible assassination attempt in Baltimore. And so when they came through Baltimore, there was a little bit of a disguise that Lincoln had. They didn't do it at the scheduled time. They kind of snuck him in during the night and stuff. And the media at that time saw that as being one of the characters of Lincoln as being a coward and, you know, not really facing up to the public and things like that. And so there's several editorial cartoons in both of these about that incident. So you could bring that event up and, you know, basically compare it to what happened with Obama just last week. Now, the first one, The Lines Are Drawn, Political Cartoons of the Civil War, is about the entire Civil War. So not every cartoon in the book is about Lincoln, but quite a few are. And this is something that I like to use with the unit that we teach on the Civil War. And you can, again, bring in modern-day editorial cartoons. I like using editorial cartoons in the classroom because it really gets students to look at an image and then draw out some information from that. And that's one of the things that we're really working on some of the high-stakes tests, as we talk about, you know, see an image or, you know, you're trying to, you know, draw out the meaning of one particular object. So The Lines Are Drawn are about the entire Civil War. The Political Cartoons of the Whispering Gallery is a book that was created by the Lincoln Museum in Springfield. And if you've ever been to the museum, there's a really interesting room. And when you walk in, it's kind of like a a hallway that winds around, and there's all kinds of different editorial cartoons that are negative about Lincoln on the wall. And they're framed, and some of their frames are different shapes and sizes. And then there's also quotes about Lincoln up on the wall, again, that are basically negative quotes and thoughts about Lincoln. And then as you walk through that display, you also hear some of those quotes being said, and you can just kind of feel the sniping and the meanness towards Lincoln as you walk through that display. So this is one way that you can bring the essence of that display into your classroom. And again, like the other book, it has the editorial cartoons, and then it has a little short description about where it was, what was the date that it appeared, and gives you a little bit of background about it. And it, both of these go chronologically, so you can kind of see how people perceived Lincoln at different times as he moved through the Civil War. So two really good books. I'm going to have links to both of them on the website. So if you go to the blog and you're interested in getting some of these books for your classroom, I'll have a link to both of them. But both great resources. And again, just a way to kind of put some perspective on Lincoln a little bit. I think sometimes we tend to go overboard with making him almost like a demigod. And he was a human, and people did disagree with some of the things that he did. And our eighth graders today, or students today, sometimes don't get that perspective from the things that they read in their textbook. So another resource you can use to celebrate Lincoln's birthday. I'll continue to talk about these. I'm going to have 10 of them before we reach Lincoln's birthday in February. So we have three of them here. And continue to listen to the podcast, and we'll have some other things that you can bring into your classroom to help celebrate the 200th birthday of what I believe was probably our greatest president. So thanks for listening, and we'll talk again soon. Bye.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst, an 8th grade American history teacher at South Valley Junior High in Liberty, Missouri. This podcast has a Creative Commons Attribution non-commercial license. Show notes, links, videos, and pictures are available at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. Music used in the intro and close is Technotrip, a track by Sounds Abound. You can learn more about their royalty-free music for schools at their website, www.soundzabound.com. Comments or questions about the podcast are always welcome, and you can contact Eric at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and please remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys.